So that beautiful reading we had from Ezekiel, that prophecy about the new life that was spoken over the valley of dry bones, how the prophet could look out and see death and had no idea if life would be able to come. He said, only you know that, Lord. And the Lord gave him the power, gave him the authority to speak life into those bones, and then to call the Spirit into those bones to give them true life. And I think this is such an important vision and image for us to have in our minds and in our hearts as we prepare to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost tomorrow, as we prepare ourselves, who many of us in some way live in a valley of dry bones. Definitely the world we're in. Just turn on the news or scroll through your social media or listen to the conversations. The world is full of dry bones. If you believe the reports, 25% of Americans have no faith tradition whatsoever. 40 to 50% of baptized Catholics stop practicing their faith. We are living in the midst of dry bones. Perhaps, probably within our own families, there are members of our families who are living with dry bones, and they need to hear this prophecy. They need us to be sent out to speak life into their hearts. The life that they were made for. The life that they're yearning for. The life that we are all made for. The life that we are all yearning for. We all need to hear this prophecy of the Spirit being given to us. That river of flowing water. That river that we sang about in the entrance song. That river that came forth from the side of Christ on the cross, without which we have no life. We're in this period of waiting, and we have the luxury of knowing that tomorrow the time is up and the Spirit will come. Those early followers, the early apostles, they didn't know how long they would be waiting. But they gathered with Our Lady and they prayed and they waited because they knew the promise that was coming. They had seen the miraculous events of Christ's life. They'd seen him dead and come back to life. They'd seen him pass through locked doors. And he told them, power is coming into your life. And he tells us that same thing. Every time that we are inspired to go to confession after committing a sin, Jesus has come through our locked door. Every time we're inspired to do an act of charity, to do a good deed, to not do a sinful thing, the Lord has come to us through our locked doors and has breathed new life into us. We are temples of the Holy Spirit. By our baptism, the Holy Spirit has taken up dwelling within us in our confirmation. And every time that we receive the sacraments, the very same Spirit that created the entire world, the same Spirit that brought life into these dead bones, lives within us. And is that very same Spirit that we're praying and waiting for this night of vigil, this night of expectation, this night of hope that St. Paul wrote about. And when Pope Benedict wrote about "In Hope We Are Saved," he said the person who has hope lives differently. Do we live differently? I think, sadly, objectively, we can say most Christians, most Catholics, live no differently than the people on the street who have never heard the saving message of Jesus Christ, who don't have access to the body and blood of Jesus Christ, who don't have access to the sacramental grace poured forth from the side of Christ, readily available for us at our begging, at our merely asking the Lord bestows upon us. But do we have hope? And do we live differently? Do we believe in the power of the Holy Spirit that was promised to the church? The apostles were locked together, praying and waiting. And in the Mass tomorrow, we hear about how the room shook with fire, and tongues came upon them, and they were sent forth to go and preach the message of Jesus Christ, the healing, saving, life-giving message of Jesus Christ. How many of us get stuck in the valley of dry bones because we look for life in anywhere else but in Jesus Christ? We don't trust Him. We don't have hope. We don't believe. We don't surrender. And we're stuck in the valley of dry bones. Our bones are dried up, our hope is lost, and we are cut off. That's how the people of Israel felt, because they had spent so many years in idolatry, so many years dabbling with the pagan religions. How many of us spend years dabbling in idolatry and in the pagan religions, and then don't understand why our life is dead and our bones are dried up? Jeremiah tells us that there are two evils: that we forsake the font of living water and we dig for ourselves cisterns. We dig wells that are broken and don't hold water. We forsake the font of living water. We forsake the life-giving sacramental grace of Jesus Christ, which is available for us every day on this altar. And we dig for ourselves retirement plans and vacation homes and a new wardrobe or a new profile picture or whatever. All of these things that we seek to give us life, to give us affirmation, to give us love, and they leave us dry in a valley of dead bones. We're praying tonight in anticipation for the coming of the Holy Spirit, because regardless of how many times we go back to that valley of dry bones, the Lord is coming for us. The Lord is speaking prophecy over us. The Lord is speaking new life into our bones. All we have to do is say yes. Are you ready to say yes to the new life in Christ? Are you ready to live a life of hope? Are you ready to live a life differently than those people out there who've never heard this saving message of Jesus Christ? And are you ready and willing to be that voice of prophecy to the world? Because your voice might be the only voice they ever hear, but you need to hear that voice first. You need to be convinced that without Christ, you are living in dry bones. The Lord wants your entire life. He wants to breathe life into every aspect of your life. Allow Him. Give Him permission. Say yes to this invitation. Spend this night in vigil, in waiting, in expectant hope that the saving God will come into your life with power. When Moses was on Mount Sinai, and God gave him the law, the commandment, it was wreathed in smoke and fire, and it shook. They were given the law, and it's that law that made them the people of God. The new church, the new law, was given at Pentecost. The room shook, it was wreathed in smoke, and they were given the new law of love. To love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. We oftentimes want to go to step two and focus on loving our neighbor. We must first love our Lord God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And it's only in the power of the Holy Spirit that we can do this. This is what we're waiting for tonight. We're waiting for that power in order to say yes. Don't let this night be a waste for you. Don't let tomorrow's feast be a waste for you. No, you're not obligated to come back to Mass tomorrow, but spend tomorrow in joyful exuberation that the Holy Spirit has come into your life, that your dry bones are now vivified. You now have life. You're no longer a slave to your passions, no longer a slave to your sin. Tonight at 7:30, we'll expose our Blessed Sacrament, and for a couple of hours, we'll be spending time in prayer and waiting in anticipation. We'll have music to help us praise the Lord and to get our hearts ready. If you can, come back this evening and spend some quiet time with our Eucharistic Lord, begging him to change your life, begging him to bestow upon this parish the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit, so that we can go out and be those prophets speaking life to the world, to our community, to our families. There's real power in this message. There's real power in this feast. This isn't just like we're watching historical whatever on the History Channel. This is real. If you surrender your life to the Lord, he will come, and he will come in power. It'll be different for each one of you. The Holy Spirit will manifest himself to you in a way particular to you, in the way that you need to respond in love. This is a very, very important day for us as Catholics. This is the day the church really came to life. You know, on Christmas and Easter, this place is full. Pentecost should be the day where we come and we're overflowing into the street with people who are ready to receive the Holy Spirit, because it's the Holy Spirit that gives life. We are a people of hope, and people with hope live differently. Are you ready?